Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out. HPXwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to HPXwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
How do you stay resilient with what you are doing? All right. Today, I just spent a whole day with my coaches talking about how do you maintain and inspire resilience. And I think the most important topics I can share briefly, what I shared with them, is first, when you have a setback or a failure, the first important thing that you start managing, monitoring, is yourself. Talk to yourself about how you are processing that failure, that setback. And you've got to immediately, when you have a failure, a setback, a challenge point, something horrible, you immediately, instead of being discouraged, disappointed, angry, hatred, immediately flip into your learning mind and say, okay, what did I learn about this? What did I learn about myself? What did I learn about other people? What did I learn about the world? And what might I do next time to improve the situation, prevent the situation, or do better? Because by projecting yourself into the next time based on the lessons you learned, you will move through that setback earlier. Because what does everyone else do? Usually they revisit the setback and they ruminate on it, right? They keep thinking about it over and over. They think about all the reasons it went wrong, all the problems. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. And they watch their motivation wind down. Instead, be a student. Every time there's a failure, I'm like, what did we learn? And I very closely manage my self-talk. I'm asking, what am I saying to myself about myself after that failure? Because one part of me wants to go, Brennan, you big dummy. How could you let this happen again? You always fail. You suck. You knew this was going to happen. Look at you still being stupid, still being a loser. OMG. And of course I could do that. But if I hear that, I'm like, that is completely not productive. Instead, I tap into the Brennan that says, hey, Brennan, you're a student, right? You're in this personal development stuff because you're curious about yourself. You're curious about living a good life. So what'd you learn? Go ahead, Brennan. Explain it to me, buddy. What did you learn about yourself during this? Aha. And what'd you learn about other people in this? Mm-hmm. And what'd you learn about the opportunity or the context of the world? Aha. Now, Brennan, what are you going to do next time? And that simple self-talk starts moving me into the future. And that makes me buoyant and excited. And yeah, you heard it first, motivated. Because when I think about how to do it better next time, that motivates me versus being discouraged by thinking about how it happened last time. Think about next time, motivated, last time, discouraged. So approach it from the learning mindset, manage self-talk. The key to resilience is what you are saying to yourself and how you are labeling yourself, other people, and the context. If the context, you're like, well, that real estate thing or that investment or that promotion or that marketing don't work, never does, ain't gonna work for me because I'm stupid and other people are better than me. Well, no wonder the Doritos, Diet Coke, and Netflix thing keeps happening, right? You're talking yourself into doing nothing. I want you to talk yourself into the learning and the motivation for next time. That is the absolute key to resilience. The second aspect of resilience is very similar to discipline, which is all I want you to do is connect with somebody else and process it with them. When you suffer in silence, the suffering lasts longer. When you express and share your suffering with other people, you tend to get comfort, you tend to get understanding, compassion, and you're able to forgive yourself and move through it more quickly. That is why you need to be in a good community of people. And I know not all of you are in my mastermind. Not all of you are at our events. Not all of you are in the social community here, because maybe this is your first time with us. But I'm cheering you on from afar. I'm here for you. I love you. You have support in this world. Never forget it. Never forget it. And if you're like, oh, but I don't have anybody. I'm like, listen, easy answer. All I want you to do, please go volunteer for some organizations in your local community. And as you get a volunteer community around you, when you're struggling, now you can call up your fellow volunteer, or another person, or tell them out while you're volunteering, like, yeah, you know, I've been having a bad week, or yeah, this happened in my marriage, or yeah, I got the medical report. And, you know, if you have no one to share anything with, no wonder you suffer. But don't forget, if you don't have a positive supportive group, you can't blame where you're from. You can't blame your city. Can't blame your company. Can't blame your team. Can't blame anything else. You need to go build that active community where that's, again, come and do our events, or it's for you joining a local group, whether it's for you volunteering, whether it's for you reaching out online. There are always options for you, but it's really like we can all be warriors, right? But I always tell people, you need to understand that warriors have other comrades. Like, if none of the great battles on earth were fought without an army, you need to develop your army and stop thinking of yourself as an army by yourself, right? That's not how it works. You need comrades, partners, friends, family, friends. So you got to develop deep connections and relationships, be around great people. And if you ever struggle with that, I always tell people the greatest support network you can ever get for free is joining local volunteer organizations. And because the people who volunteer in your community tend to be the most compassionate, thoughtful, progressive, intelligent people who also have realized life is about service to others. So they're dedicating their time and energy to that. Who happens to be on the boards of the most successful nonprofits in town? The most successful people in town. So automatically you're leveling up your peer group by volunteering, because the people who run the local nonprofits or the people who donate the most and contribute the most tend to be the most successful, and you're leveling up your peer group. And when you level up the people who you are around, they've dealt with challenges just like you. And it's easier for them to support you, cheer you on, guide you through that setback because they've been through it. And when you have a social support, the resilience is so much easier.
Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired, and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
The other aspect about resilience I'd like to share with you today, to develop a lot of resilience, is remember, you're going to think about what you learned, think about how you're labeling yourself and talking to yourself, and orient yourself to the future. You're also going to surround yourself with good people. The other aspect about resilience is this: make sure you maintain your discipline for previous commitments to self. Maintain your discipline to maintain your resilience. What does that mean? Have you ever had a setback where something failed and something goes wrong and you just throw out everything? You like throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? You had a setback in your career, and like you had a horrible day at work, and the next day when you're supposed to work out, you throw that out, right? You're supposed to go volunteer, you throw that out. You're supposed to meet your friend, you throw that. Like, you let one setback throw out and like destroy everything else. It's like one domino falls, you let it fall into everything else. So all your other habits you fall off of, and now you're in a deeper pit of despair. So I always tell people, listen, for me as an example, when I have a bad work day, I make damn sure I get that workout the next morning. If somebody in a relationship lies, cheats, steals, is terrible in partner or business or whatever, I'm like, okay, well then I better make sure. I said, tomorrow at 3, I'm going to write. Meaning when one thing falls, that's the time to stick with diligence and discipline to the other things that are certain. Because what people do is they have a bad day and then they knock down all the dominoes of goodness in their life and now they're in despair. So I'm here to tell you, it's really important when you do struggle and fail at something to make sure you keep your other commitments. Yes, you had a bad day, but don't cancel all the other meetings you had set up to move your life forward the next 3 days. Because that's what people do. I don't feel like it now. I'm mad. And they cancel all the good that they were going to do. And now they're like by themselves, having no momentum. They have no momentum, so they lack motivation to get back up.
All right. Hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era.
Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.